Hello and welcome to Drop the Mic Podcast, where we discuss technology, theology, and all things in between. I want to personally thank you for joining us today. Now sit back, relax, share this, engage with the podcast that's already in progress. God bless you.
Yo, what's good, y'all? In an effort to be consistent, I want to jump on and do my Church of the Dark. But today I want to help churches with digital presence. A lot of churches, a lot of pastors, leaders have been coming to me, whether it be pastors or nonprofit, and I want to be able to give some help if I can. I'm going to give myself 30 minutes because I am not feeling my best. But again, in an effort to be consistent, I want to jump on and be consistent. Normally, we'll be on here talking about church after dark. I ain't in a mood for all that today. I'm in a mood to just really pour into some people. That's not what I want to do. And help some folks out today, if I can. Let's see. As soon as I get to my cameras. Nope. Cancel. We're going to get it right. All right. There we go. All right, y'all. It's your boy, DK Hammonds, Digital Theologian. Again, I'm giving myself 30 minutes. And I'm getting up out of here and going to lay back down. I have been under the weather with Texas weather change, of course, quite naturally. So, want to jump on. Today, I want to talk about look at my digital presence and branding. Digital presence and branding. Now, I get an opportunity to work for some of the brightest, biggest, best in the business. I'm grateful for that. But there's no need for work for the biggest, brightest, best if you can't bring the help to the people who need it the most. Right. And so today I want to talk about digital presence and branding as it relates to your nonprofit or church. So please share this with somebody who's in any one of those areas that need this help. Today, this invoice will not be issued to anybody. It'll be to everybody who wants to participate. So again, get on here and let's talk about it. So a lot of my conversations and inbox that I get is usually about me reviewing somebody's stuff to ensure that it looks right, it fits the mold, it is aesthetically pleasing to the eye, and it really gets you motivated to use and participate with somebody's stuff, in particular when it comes to church and pastors and leaders. And so what I've learned is a lot of church pastors and leaders have this intellectual property, call their voices, and don't really use it to the best of their ability. And a part of using it to the best of their ability is about understanding what digital presence is and branding. So you are your brand. Your brand communicates trust. Let me sip on this. Your brand communicates trust. And if each one of us have a certain brand or business, a nonprofit, we want to be able to communicate trust to our people. That trust is communicated in several ways. It's communicated digitally, through your social media arm, through your website, and through how you engage your community on an ongoing basis. And so I want to be able to talk about that and how to help some churches, because I feel like some of you guys mean well, and you're just not investing well. And this is one place I feel like every church needs to have money to invest. Invest in this well. If you invest in this well, it's going to reap a harvest. We used to have, like I said before, evangelism budgets. Now we don't really see that because it's all hunkered down in what is considered digital presence or digital marketing. Branding helps you push the marketing through, but it has to be branded right. And so what I've learned, what I'm seeing, is that we want to cut corners when it comes to your branding. The answer is no. There's a certain aesthetic you need to have, a look you need to have, in order for your brand to be sustainable and to be used and connected with across genres and people groups. So I want to be able to help some churches. Again, y'all, excuse me, my nose is running, and that's okay. I've been a little ill, but I wanted to be consistent and jump on here and share. So if you have a church that you want me to review your stuff to see how I could help you better, I want to do it in real time. So share that. If not, then we'll keep going. A couple of places I think that we need to improve our presence in is how we use Facebook. Facebook is the most used social media platform right now to date. Next to was 1A. Number one is YouTube. Now, why is YouTube so largely used? What makes it so powerful? Well, number one, you can search it. The search engine on that mug is par excellent, top of the line. You can search. The next thing you can do is you can use YouTube to learn from it. The third thing you can do is you can use YouTube to build a digital presence with it. The same thing can be said for Facebook. Now we're getting into the marketing. But before we market, we got to make sure that our brand presence looks aesthetically pleasing, people of God. So if you got any questions, concerns, comments, you want me to review your church, please, ma'am, please, sir, drop your information in the chat. I'd love to review your church and talk about what we can improve upon. I think one of the places that immediately needs to be looked at all the time is how does your website present and communicate the message of your church or your nonprofit? Many of you have websites, and your websites don't communicate fully what you are about and how you are moving in these spaces. And so we really need to communicate that as it relates to your website. Your website is the front door to the business. That's where a lot of people will go to. Usually, when someone is trying to search for a church or a nonprofit, they go to Google. Then they go to YouTube. Then they go to Facebook. And this is how people engage with your stuff. And so we want to be able to have great stuff presented so that people can see that we are really investing in our brand. And so I want to help a leader, a church, right now. If you're bold, put your stuff in the chat and we'll review it. I'm even willing to share some of my work with one of my clients so that you can see how we move strategically and how we create a brand structure. So the first thing with your brand that you want to have is a brand guide. Okay. Brand guide allows brand consistency. It shows what type of text you're going to use, what colors we're going to use. It shows the font style. It shows the hex decks. It shows all of that so that your stuff can be built consistently the same way every single time with the same format, right? This is how we create continuity. And a lot of our places and worship experiences, we don't have good branding continuity, which means we're not consistent with our brand. And that's an area to improve upon. So I'm here to help. I'm here to answer questions for those who are watching. And I'm going to be here for 30 good minutes. So if you have any questions, concerns in regards to branding, digital marketing, and just overall helping churches and digital presence, I'm here to kind of, you know, get out there and answer that. A lot of people, again, will try to, you know, this would be invoice time for some folks. That ain't what I'm trying to do today. I'm simply trying to help those who are trying to get their reach out further and broader to a bigger audience. And so if that's you, then quite naturally you want to tap in and let's just talk about and engage collaboratively how we can improve your brand presence, brand structure. Because here's the thing. If you are in business and your brand looks well, automatically people are going to flock to that business. Now, here's the thing. Now, you think church people live by faith. They may live by faith, but the first thing they're going to do is see with their eyes. And we have to stop ignoring that. Yes, somebody is going to live by faith, but the first thing they want to see is aesthetically, are you on brand? Does it look the part? Or does it look like you spent $5 or $10 over across the way? Let me tell you something. When it comes to your brand structure and your brand strategy, and you're only spending $5 or $10 to communicate to your audience, then that's what you're going to receive back from your audience. But if you are invested in your audience and you're trying to partner with your audience to provide a service, then you're going to actively engage and present to said audience a dope brand. Every single time. A dope brand. All right. So maybe what the problem is we haven't defined what a brand is. So let's Google it. A brand, a type of product manufactured by a particular company under a particular name. An identifying mark or a mark with a branding iron. This identifies you. Let's look at another definition, right? Brand, name, symbol, or other markers that business use to distinguish their products. Let me put this on the screen. Their products from competitors and foster public identity. Let me see if I can catch this on the screen so we can participate together. Hold on a second. Let's make sure that's off. Make sure we go here. I want y'all to see it. Because if we see it, we can better engage it, right? Let's see. No, I want to do that. I'll put it in the chat. I don't feel like doing it. But let me repeat that again. Brand. What your brand is, a name, symbol, or other markers you use to distinguish products from the competitor. That is brand. So what markers do you use to distinguish yourself from the competitor? Honestly, what's your markers? I'm gonna put it on the screen for you so you can see it. There we go. What's your markers? What are you using to establish your credibility in said space? Here's the definition over to right here. That's a generic definition. What are you using to do this? And this can be applied to church context, to nonprofit context, to regular business context. So let's say you have a law firm. What are you using to communicate to the community? That's what you do. Some people use facial recognition. The face is the brand. Tesla doesn't have a face, even though Elon Musk is, you know, this personality. Doesn't have that. It has a T. Then, you know, Twitter has an X, and that is the brand. And that's how it's associated. And so we need to be thinking like that. So what goes into brands, y'all? What goes into it? That's what we need to be. What's the elements that go into it? And when we talk about the elements, that goes back to your brand guide. Brand guide determines the elements you're going to use to communicate your brand every single time. Elements, fonts, headshot photos. Let me say this. I can't stress enough how important it is for many of you in the church space in the nonprofit space, in the for-profit space, to have professional grade photos. I cannot stress this enough. Professional grade photos, please. Now, here's why that's important. When you're thinking about professional grade photos, these photos allow somebody like me, a designer, a project manager, to take said photo and put it on any publication to make it look like it is professionally done. Right? That's the importance of that. And so you want to make sure you have that, because what the brand is going to do, I like this. I'm going to give y'all this other picture. Hold up. Man, I'm putting on a whole masterclass for this. This might be even better. Yeah, this is better. It's way better. Let's look at this one. This is a really good one. I'm going to put this on the screen for you so you can see it. Again, now we're getting into branding, and we're just walking through those steps and what it takes, right? Okay, cool. So let's take this picture down. You guys are always welcome to screenshot those pictures. I'm going to put another one up. Let's take a look at this one. This is communicating exactly what I'm saying. This is doing it. There we go. So let's look at this one. This is doing it. This is perfect. Look at this one. Brand positioning, brand architecture, brand compass, brand archetype, brand personality, brand promise, value propositions, visual identity, verbal identity. These things go into your brand. I need for y'all to get that. Take a picture of this, screenshot this, please. Because if I'm a pastor of a church, I'm going to have to shift my brain to have this conversation with certain people. Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season, always. He's a reason. But the truth is, we need to make sure we have all of these things kind of measured so that we can use them as it relates to our business. Right? And many of you will settle for less trying to be cheap, and you will miss the bar of what a brand really is. It's easy to establish, but it's hard to maintain when you don't have these factors on the screen, right? Please take a screenshot of that. Some of you don't understand the power of colors. Colors have a brand. Colors communicate something to people. Certain colors have certain conversations with people. Lay on people a certain way. Too many colors causes confusion and impacts your brand identity. You follow me? So brand. What goes into your brand? Its architect, how it's built. Its compass, where is it going? Its archetype, what things are going to be in place to work with it. Its personality. Its promise. Its propositions. Its competitive advantage. Visual, verbal identity. Brand. Please take a screenshot of that. All this is free tonight, y'all. Take a screenshot of that. Some of y'all are going to need that. Put in the chat. We're talking about branding. We're talking about digital marketing. We're talking about identity. One thing I think should be on this photo, because it's really nice, consistency. Because that's what all of this is going to produce. A level of consistency. And many of you are trying or attempting to brand yourselves but it lacks cohesion and consistency. And here's why. These things aren't defined. You follow me? Brand. If this is helping y'all give some hearts, type in the chat. Let me know that this is blessing your life. Before I jump off here, I told myself I got 30 minutes, so I got 11 more minutes to talk about this branding thing. But brand. Is your brand currently doing this? Let me put it across the screen. Let me cover my face up so y'all can see it. Is your brand doing this right now? Does your church do this? Does your business do this? Does your podcast do this? If it doesn't, you should reevaluate tonight. Okay? All right. So we talked about branding. Now that branding is going to then, now we get to share it with the world because we're proud of it and we love it and we paid for it. And that's going to create the marketing that we need to do. That's going to get the SEO engagement. That's going to position you to be an industry leader because it's branded correctly. Salute to everybody that's come on. Again, thank you for coming. I'm DK Hammonds, a digital theologian. Today, I'm not feeling my best, but I am committed to these Thursdays. Usually, I do church after dark, but tonight, I want to talk about branding digital strategies to help leaders. And if you need, what's up, Kitchen? If you need some of my credentials as it relates to branding, let me help you. I started on Facebook almost 13 years ago, where branding was not important, right? And then I got around people that was important, so I learned from them a great deal. I learned from some of the industry's best, from churches to podcasting to public speaking. Some of the industry's best that you listen to, I've learned from them. I've sat in rooms with them. We've talked about this conversation, right? And most of them have good people around them. So here's the other thing about branding. Branding requires investing. And let me tell you, if you are unwilling to invest in yourself, then you're unwilling to obtain the prize. Because this next wave of your life requires an investment of you, first and foremost. Okay. Got a few business owners on here. Salute to each one of you. I hope this is helping y'all. Okay. So we talk about branding. Now we can move that branding and saying, okay, let's go put it in the marketplace. Let's put it into the SEOs, into the YouTubes, into the Facebooks, and potentially use money to push that out there to other people so that they can see it as well. Now that comes back to you in forms of monetization, in forms of business leads, etc. That's how that returns. That's how that will return to you. So I want to make sure I do that. I hope this is helpful. Again, every Thursday, I try to get on here for at least 30 minutes to an hour. Sometimes I talk about church. Sometimes I talk about church business. But we got to get our affairs in order because some of us really don't look well in these streets as it relates to our brand, as it relates to being consistent. We don't look well and we have to do better, right? All right, I got 7 minutes. If you have any questions about brand or you want me to look at your brand without publicizing it, please put it in the chat. I'll do that. I'll give you a review, tell you my thoughts, tell you how you can improve that and how that may be able to generate business for you. And if not, I'm going to get off here and go get right back into bed because I'm doing this to be consistent. I'm doing it to be consistent. All right. So I hope everybody's good, you're well, and that you are learning tonight because this is what I do. I help churches. I assist churches in discovery of this, creating this, and establishing this identity that it provides a level of consistency. And when you have a consistent brand, it's easy to trust as it relates to people. That's real. Some of your favorite pastors aren't really good preachers, but because they got a dope brand, the dope brand can overshadow the good preacher. Y'all been following good branding for a long time. And this is what people do. Ain't nobody gonna help me preach. 6 minutes, man. Dougie Fresh, your own. If we don't have any questions, concerns, I hope this was helpful tonight. And if you got any other topics you choose, want me to address, I will. And if not, it's been a pleasure, y'all. I'll come back again when I'm well and I'm with the shenanigans. And we'll, you know, we'll try it again. And we'll just keep, we'll keep tracking at it, all right? I love y'all. Peace and grace.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. My hope is that the podcast added value to your life. Please, please, please subscribe from your favorite application, leave us a review, and even follow us on YouTube for your up-to-date information. Thank you. Peace.